Basketball Jones. We'll try this. Take two. Tom Jones on a Tom Jones Tuesday joins us. Jonesy, good afternoon. How you doing?
We'll get this done yet, Aaron. I'm doing very well. It's a beautiful day to be alive and be in Elberlee.
Absolutely. Basketball season is kind of started. It's kind of started with practices and scrimmages going on. I know the Elberlee girls basketball team, they have a scrimmage coming up maybe the day after Thanksgiving. Did I read that right?
That's correct, at 1 o'clock at Elberlee High School. And we've got Lyle Pacelli coming in, just bringing a local team to get some reps in. And they will play, from what I understand, a 25-minute varsity, 25-minute JV, 25-minute varsity, 25-minute JV for a couple hours. And I'm going to be helping officiate out there. So it'll be a chance for me to get to watch things up close, get to watch my daughter up close too, I guess. So they went to Maple River the other day, Aaron, and they had a scrimmage on Saturday, and I think they scrimmaged Maple River and maybe Waterville Elysian, Morristown. And the report I got, they played pretty well under first-year coach Jody Schultz, and I understand the girls really, really like having her as a coach so far. So we're looking forward to heading over to Red Wing. I think it is first or second of December for their opener. I'll be going to that game. So, it's here. And the boys started up yesterday morning. They had a 6 to 7 a.m. practice under Harrison Cates, and then they went for 2 hours after school. And then again this morning, 6 to 7, they went. And again this afternoon, starting at 3:30, they'll be going for a couple hours. I know they've got a scrimmage coming up, but I think it might be another week away. We'll have to try to get some more information on that.
Basketball is in full swing. The best time of the year, high school basketball, like Jonesy mentioned. Elberlee girls basketball team, it kicks off their season next week. The other local Minnesota girls basketball teams also kick off their season next week as well. We want to really start our conversation. We want to talk about a traditional event here in Elberlee. We got coming up in a couple of days. We got the Turkey Bowl. Right, huh?
The big Turkey Bowl is correct, and it's gotten some national media. USA Today covered it with a big picture here a few years ago. And what the Turkey Bowl is on the lower field at Lakeview School. The name of it eludes me as I'm trying to speak here, but they will play at 9 o'clock. It started out, I think, 55 years ago, Aaron, with a lot of guys just in that neighborhood, and there were a ton of kids growing up in the summer, winter, Abbott Street area, and they would play football, and it continues on today. There's also their grandchildren of the original kids that play, and a guy like Rick Harvis, who was a longtime teacher in Elberlee, he will be playing. He always plays every year and is a quarterback, and he was a tremendous football player in the early 70s for Elberlee. Another one, Paul Lindorf, he's kind of a coordinator of it all, and Paul plays every year, and he wears the same pair of sweatpants and sweat jacket every year for the last, I don't know how many years, but doesn't matter if it's snowing, sleety, muddy, rain, whatever, they still play at 9 o'clock, and people can come and watch it, and there'll be maybe 12, 15 kids, or people, I should say, on each side, Aaron, and they do the razzle-dazzle format, which means if you do a slant over across the middle and I throw the football to you and you're not touched, it's one-hand touch, you can then stop, whip the ball to a wide receiver who'd been wide doing a fly pattern, and if he catches it, it's a touchdown. So until you are actually touched one-handed, it's a live ball. And so you'll see that. You'll see a quick pass and then a second quick pass, and you'll see a lot of interceptions. It sounds like the weather's going to be perfect, so it should be a good day and a very big crowd. But it will be a lot of fun. I played it in a few years. My son Spencer's played in it. A few years. He played, I think, 3 years ago, and there was a lot of snow on the ground. And I have some tremendous pictures I took with my camera that day of him throwing with the snow and the guys sliding and diving in the snow. But this year, I think it's going to be more mud the way it's looking outside today with 44 degrees out. But it's a tradition. It's a tradition now going three generations. And we certainly invite anybody who wants to come over and watch or maybe grew up in that neighborhood and will play. And all the Munson family that lived on Fountain Street, they're always well represented. Steve Munson, John Munson, and plus a lot of others. Keatings in the past have been up towards my neighborhood on Water Street. So it kind of extends all the way up. I'm included to Fountain Street. So anybody in that corridor that played football or wants to come and play, regardless of age, are more than welcome to.
So, Jonesy, when it comes to the Turkey Bowl, how do they choose teams? How do they go about doing that? Do you know?
You know, I should know the answer to that. And I think they just kind of figure out how many there are and put the younger kids in one pile and the older kids in another pile and break it out from there. So you'll see some kids that are maybe 10, 12 years old, boys, girls, whatever, playing. And it's funny, though, those kids, as you are when you're young, you seem to get thrown on the offensive line a lot and don't get a lot of the balls thrown to them. But it's fun, especially, like I said, if you get that ball that's whipped to a receiver running a little slant route and he stops and throws it on a long fly to somebody that's doing that long route for the touchdown. You get two passes and cover 7 yards or whatever it is. Abbott Field is the word I'm looking for, too, by the way. It's fun to watch. So they play for about an hour and a half or so, and then somebody always brings about 3 cases of Coke, and they'd sit around and drink Coke after the game and discuss their injuries and everything else.
That is absolutely awesome. Now, I found the USA Today article that you mentioned. 2016, so 6 years ago, it was covered on a national spectrum. And the first Turkey Bowl was 7 weeks before the NFL's first Super Bowl. Now, neither were named the Turkey Bowl or the Super Bowl at that time. But that's how old Albert Lee's Turkey Bowl is. Even before the Super Bowl, the first ever Super Bowl was played. That's a great tradition.
It is a great tradition, and I'll never forget, there's a good friend of mine living in town. He plays in it often, named Kent Spellman, and Kent has a beard, and it was a real frosty morning like we had today, and he played for an hour and a half, and his beard was just covered in thick frost, and you know, it's things like that that kind of make it special, and it's a lot of fun. I enjoy going there, and they want me to play this year. I said, well, we'll have to see, and I'm actually going to take some pictures for the Tribune for Sarah Stoltz at the game, so I'll look forward to either playing or taking pictures, either one. But the boys usually force me into do a drive or two, so I'm sure I will.
Yeah, the article also mentions some of the nicknames of the guys that have played in this: Bango, Bang Bang, Black Dog, Harv, Itch, Fatty. You know any of those guys?
Harv is Rick Harvis. I know that. Okay. The other ones I don't know. I probably do if you were actually were telling me that's their name. But those guys that had nicknames in that area growing up, I'm sure, and that's how they got that nickname. So, but, yeah, it's fun, and it's always fun when the weather's warm, too. And I know Rick Harvis has told me in the past that there's been years where they've had a shovel in end zone line so you could see where the touchdowns are scored. And but it's a tradition. It continues on and seems to get 35-40 there every year.
For those just tuning in, it's a Tom Jones Tuesday. We're talking about the annual Turkey Bowl being held here in Albert Lee. Again, Jonesy, give us the time and location for those that maybe want to check it out on Thanksgiving Day before the football begins. The football.
The lower field at Abbott School. Now, Albert, I've talked about this in the past and on our Kate broadcast at halftime, I think at homecoming, how you have the upper field and the lower field. The lower field, I believe, was the original field at Lakeview School, and then the upper one is where they built the bigger field that eventually became Hammer Field. So the lower field at Abbott Field, and starts at 9 o'clock on Thursday, and will probably go for 2 hours, I would guess.
Tom Jones on a Tom Jones Tuesday here on Kate Radio at 3:27. And Thanksgiving-wise, you got big plans? I should ask you that coming up on Thursday.
We've got a few people, cousins, coming into town tomorrow night for Thanksgiving. I think between our family, probably 10 to 15 coming over, not that many as we had hoped. But we'll still have a nice little crowd. That means more white meat for me, and I love white meat turkey. So it's kind of sad for me, though, Aaron, and people could care less about me saying this, but the day after Thanksgiving last year, I came down with COVID and realized I wasn't smelling and tasting with the Delta variant, and today I'm still not tasting or smelling much. So,
oh, really?
Kind of a sad anniversary for me, but I'm just hoping that I can taste the turkey on Thanksgiving Day.
So even though the Vikings kind of laid an egg on Sunday, you still going to watch Thursday night?
Oh, absolutely. You have to watch it. You're 8-2. I mean, you're winning the division. You're going to have I've coached enough. You've been around the game enough. You're going to have bleeps in your radar where you just don't play well, things don't go right, and it's a loss. Whether it's a 1-point loss or a, what was it, 40-3 or 47-3, I watched, I think, 1 minute of that game and turned it off and said, I've seen enough of this, I'm going back outside to work. But it's going to happen in the course of the season, I think, for a lot of teams, and we saw it here happen this week. And you watch, it's going to be the same players, the same coach on Thursday night and watch them get a win. You need to shake your head and say, go figure.
No, I don't think on TV, and again, you know, the Vikings have not had a Thanksgiving game at home, I don't think, ever. But the halftime is a Tyler Hubbard from the Florida-Georgia line. So I don't know if they'll show that on TV, but that's the halftime entertainment, maybe if you're going to the game on Thursday.
Can I ask you, what is that? I don't even know what that
is. Tyler Hubbard, Florida-Georgia line, they're kind of a country music slash, you know, it's the new country. It doesn't sound like old country, but I think they're considered country.
Okay.
So he's going to be the halftime. Now, the pregame, I guess before the festivities, there's a guy from Rochester. He's like a JM graduate. Are you ready for this, Jonesy? I'm not making this up.
Okay.
His rap name is Young Gravy.
You're not making that
I'm
up.
I'm not making this up. His name is Young Gravy. I guess he's going to be the pregame entertainment on Thursday.
Okay. I probably won't tune in for that.
I'm assuming you never heard of him either.
If it is on TV, but it's a national TV game, obviously, and NFL wanting to go to three games that day just means more revenue for them and more TV revenue for the stations and stuff. So it's going to be what it is, and we'll watch the game and hopefully get a win.
Here, Jonesy, because you're not going to watch it, I want to give you a little taste,
okay,
of what you're missing. Can you hear that?
Yes.
Okay. So he's using Rick Astley's song in this.
I think Bob Dylan would have been a better choice for us older Minnesotans, but whatever. The people, I'm sure, will enjoy it. I'm sure he'll put on a good show.
Hey, a Jerry Stackhouse reference in a rap song.
Yes, I saw that.
Never thought about him in a while. So if you're going to the game, get there early, because that is the sounds of Young Gravy from Rochester John Marshall High School, a graduate. Coming up.
Makes my bumper music of Basketball Jones sound good, actually, in my mind. But
Cheech and Chong can
people
sing.
That know him and like him, and we'll wish him the best for that. A lot of national exposure there for him.
Tom Jones on you. Tom Jones Tuesday at 3:32. Jonesy, anything else yet you wanted to add?
Not really this week. I think we've kind of covered it all. I got officiating started yesterday, doing a 7th grade doubleheader against Mason City. And that's great because back there, when I was in school, a lot of our listeners will remember this too, Albert Lee had quite a connection. I think Dave Gilbertson might have had it with Mason City. So we would get out and play Mason City in varsity basketball, and we would play in their Mason City Youth Traveling Tournament. I coached in that a few years back in the mid-'80s, and it's nice to see that Paul Durban has that going. They started the junior high wrestling team with a match with Mason City, and now the girls 7th grade basketball, 7th and 8th grade played Mason City too. So good to see that tradition started back up again.
Because at one point, I mean, that was on the regular schedule, right? That Albert Lee played them all the time.
Yep. Yeah, in fact, we would play them in football too. And the guy that went on to be the football coach at Wisconsin, Barry Alvarez, he was the coach, I believe, in 1981, fall of 81. Albert Lee played at the newly opened Mason City High School football field. And Barry Alvarez was her high school coach then, and he went on to Notre Dame from there, and I think Wisconsin from there. So kind of a big name there. But, yeah, we played them, I think, my senior year homecoming, too, back in the fall of 1980, if I'm not mistaken. And somewhere along the line, I think when we added more teams in the Big Nine, we lost a lot of those non-conference games. I noticed for my column this week, the Elderly Girls basketball team, one year it opened up against New Ulm. And I know we don't play them very much, but when we had a big losing streak, against New Ulm and boys, I mean, in boys basketball, we beat New Ulm to end that losing streak under Jake Thompson, Jake Kilby. Stan Thompson was the head coach that year. So, yeah, the teams that we used to play sometimes are no longer on the schedule because the bigger section schedule you need to play, and also the more teams in the Big Nine with Red Wing and Northfield added.
Tricky week edition of a Tom Jones Tuesday here on Kate Radio. Jonesy, wish your family a happy Thanksgiving from my family as well. Have you a great Thanksgiving day and weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Yes, thanks, Aaron. Everybody out there in Kate Land, have a great Thanksgiving. I sure appreciate the time being on.